At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, as many listeners to the show will know, I'm very interested in family businesses. I'm also interested in, generational businesses. I found myself in an excellent example of an outstanding family business today because I've found my way into the Woodlands House Hotel in Adair in County Limerick. It's a family business, it's a thriving business, and it's one I want to just introduce to listeners. So I'm delighted to be joined by, I suppose, the matriarch of the family here, the Fitzgerald family, who own and run the Woodlands. Mary Fitzgerald, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Thank you.
Now, Mary, you've been in business here a long time. Can you tell us a little bit about the Woodlands, the evolution of the Woodlands? And I can see as I was driving in that, like many hotels of its time, expanded as there was money, there's been project and another project, and it's a great result when you look at the end product, but that hasn't happened overnight.
No, it hasn't. I suppose my late husband and myself, we started as farmhouse holidays 45 years ago, just doing B&B in a 4-bedroom bungalow. Three bedrooms for guests, one bathroom between the whole lot of us. Isn't that incredible, you know, to think about that, and it's only 45 years ago. So the business was very successful, even as a B&B, and I started to do evening meals for people. And I was always interested in cooking and food, always. And I was supposed, at that stage, even I was trying to create a difference rather than just a B&B. I was trying to kind of suppose develop my own market, for the want of a better word, and be noticed for something special.
And did you ever know back in those days that it would grow to the product that it is today when you were there with your one bathroom and, you know, your bit of B&B, as they say? Did you ever envisage the product that you have here now back then?
Not in my wildest dreams ever. And I suppose it's very relevant. Next year, 2023, we'll be celebrating 40 years in the business. And I know business is difficult now, but the battle it was in those days to get going, get your name out there, build your reputation, fight with the banks, get recognition from the tourist board or whatever, because they thought I was crazy. Right. And maybe I was a bit mad.
Now, another thing about this business, Mary, is the amount of family that's involved. I know that's something you're very proud of, but we've got David, who's the general manager. Elena is the director of sales. Richard looks after the food. Connor looks after the facilities. Did you ever again think that you could have so many of your own family all making a living and adding a contribution to this business?
Sometimes I make the remark, it's a pity I didn't have 10 children. Would it be one of the staff shortages or whatever? But I'm so lucky to have their caliber. And I suppose I'm so lucky at the career paths and the education that they had. It was all about education. They traveled abroad. They got new ideas. Two of them studied hotel management in the hotel school in Shannon. And I remember when they came back, everybody brought back an idea. Like, we put in the front office system. Like, we were the first independent hotels to put that in, as far as I know, in the country. Right. Which they going back in the mid-90s. So they brought their level of expertise. And I suppose I was open to driving it on, and so was my late husband. And we kind of gave them their head. If you give them their head and let them follow their interests, provided that they're cautious and they work with you and communicate with you, and they communicate very well with one another. And the other two boys then went to UL, and one did in entrepreneurship, and the other one did retail management. So it's the combination of all the skill sets that I think that has made us as successful as we are at the moment.
But you're still here keeping an eye on things, is that right?
Well, my role now, I just turned 70, right? So I'm available to help them out wherever they need, but I can still do a full day's work with any of them, and I'm very proud of that. I love the business. I've always loved it. And even in a day off when I shouldn't be here, I find myself coming in, not to check in it, but I always have an interest in having the place looking really well.
Well, can you tell us about the overall product? What have you actually got here today in terms of rooms? What's the makeup of the business?
We have 94 bedrooms here. We have a huge wedding business, and We were always renowned for our food and the quality of our food, so we have a very big food and beverage business. In most hotels, people find it very difficult to understand. At one stage, it was 25% rooms, 75% food and beverage. I suppose, like I say, the profitability is in the rooms, more or less, but how you manage the food and beverage to complement that. But it was the food and beverage that made us what we are. And then we had the leisure centre, and then David's wife, we have a spa here as well. And we are adding facilities all the time. Like, we just added recently the Treehouse, which is an outdoor eating facility. And we won the award for the best outdoor dining in Ireland recently. And like, we had to reinvent ourselves after COVID because we're all involved in the business. As I said to somebody recently, I said, why did you do it? I said, that or starve.
So we've made our way across the lobby. And interesting enough, Mary was right. There's a very busy wedding. You see all the wedding party, all very happy there, getting ready for the pre-wedding reception. But we've made our way out to the Treehouse. And I'm delighted now to be joined by Elena, another one of the family. Elena, you're very welcome. Tell us what we've got going on here, because you'll describe it so much better than I will.
So the Treehouse basically was an area of the hotel that we designed for weddings years ago, and it never reached its full potential. It was, you know, too far away from the main lobby. It had no bar, and sometimes the weather played havoc as well. So during lockdown, I suppose people were looking for a sense of purpose. You could only travel 5K, and we have a beautiful 1.2 kilometre walkway that starts in our organic garden. We said, you know, wouldn't it be lovely if we could share that? So literally everything from social media to the church pulpits locally, the messaging went out, and it was lovely to see people coming up. And we were saying, look, it'd be nice to have coffee. So my first cousin is of Brother Hubbard's fame, which I'm sure you and your listeners have heard of. And like that, he was closed. So we started using his artisanal coffee. And within 2 weeks, it just mushroomed. Now, at that time, you couldn't dine outdoors. So it was people were coming, picking up a coffee, you know, cakes, simple fare, and then going off on their walk. And I suppose very, very, being done very, very safely. And so from there, then we kind of added an ice cream parlor. And then we kind of said, right, when we can do seating, because, you know, the desire for seating outdoors became a hugely important thing for the pandemic. But equally, it's something that's going to stay with us. And from there, then we developed a beautiful stretch tent area. And we developed a series of huts. So the huts can seat parties of 10. They're really cool because it can be used all year round, because we have like wood, sustainable.
Well, we're standing beside one here, and we can see the wood burning stove, which you say is all eco-friendly and everything. Now I want to introduce another member of the family, because he's the general manager and he's also the numbers man, David Fitzgerald. You're very welcome to the program.
Thanks very much, Robbie. The numbers fellas don't ever get much of a publicity, but anyway, sure, I'm here anyway.
Well, you're the most important man in the room, as I'm sure Mary will testify. But tell us a little bit about, again, you're the general manager here, David. What's it like working, you know, very closely with your mum and all your brothers and sisters?
It can be, it's an interesting proposition, obviously, you know, but I suppose we're very lucky in a way that we have all our own specialties within the business. So as you said so eloquently, I'm the finance man. Elena looks after sales and marketing. Connor looks after sustainability, renewability, our CapEx projects, and the building, for the want of a better word. And my brother Richard then looks after the food product of the hotel, as well as managing our big systems within the hotel in terms of IT infrastructure, etc. So we all have our own area of expertise, I suppose. And
if we look at the hotel business, as I suppose, and I know Mary has a previous, and I think Elena previously, presidents of the Irish Hotels Federation, I'm interested in your take on where the industry is now, and people who are true hoteliers such as yourselves, who've been in the business a long time. There's a lot of change, there's a lot of external factors, there's a new model now that I suppose you could consider being a hotelier and maybe providing a service to the government, and it probably has changed the market of, you know, of the landscape across hotels in Ireland. What's your own take on that?
I suppose definitely COVID changed the landscape in every single area of the world. I suppose if you look at the difference between rural hotels and resorts versus the urban situation, you know, statistically of pre-COVID, the urban areas would have done particularly well, and maybe the rural areas to a lesser extent, whereas that was completely flipped on its head for the last 2 years with staycations, etc., where by hotels in Dublin couldn't get anyone to stay in there, particularly in the city centre, couldn't get anyone to stay, and all the event business that was driving so much business into Dublin and the international business was really, they found it very, very hard. Whereas we were, thankfully, we were at the other end of the scale, yeah, whereby we were very busy with staycations. And obviously, during the different various lockdowns, etc., we were able to bring our staff back earlier, which meant, I suppose, whilst the whole industry has resource issues, I suppose we have benefited from being creative in our own way. And, you know, that has been very positive for us.
Well, listen, it's been a revelation for me to just come in off the road here to find this product that's here. I want to thank Mary Fitzgerald, Elena and David Fitzgerald. Thank you all so much for joining us. And thanks for letting us, our listeners, know about the wonderful Woodlands Hotel down here at Dare in County Limerick. We'll talk to you all again soon.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.